podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
Milky and More Grab, Just The Way You Are. So that's a remix of this one. So Milky are an Italian duo.
Yes.
That remixed this, what, like 2002, I think it was? But I didn't know this was a remix. I thought this was the original.
Ah.
So it turns out they remixed this one. Just The Way You Are. So you can see they've tweaked it just slightly. And then so Bruno Mars was, this is the before Milky, and then he did a cover of this one.
I love you just the way you are.
By Billy Joel. So that's the origin of what we just listened to. It started as this one. More saxophone. You hear the difference there? It's
a
bit different.
No, you definitely can.
Different tempo too.
Yeah. And they've Italian fired it.
Yeah, well, once the DJs get their hands on it, that BPM, up it goes.
See, the funny thing is, because Bruno, that song came out after the Milky.
I don't know if it did, mate. I think sonically you can hear it go from the Billy Joel.
I love you just the way you are.
Right, to the Bruno. Oh, no, that's the Milky, excuse you. Yeah. There we go, to the Bruno.
Yeah.
See? Yeah, sort of like it goes up a little bit.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying.
No, there's Billy Joel again. Stop that. Anyway, so there we go. That's the origin of Just The Way You Are, the song that we are playing at the moment.
I know that you're giving wrong information because AJ has jumped out of his seat in the news booth and he's here waiting in the dark to tell you how wrong you are. So there we go.
I was largely just laughing at Tommy's description of that. Obviously, it is Streets of Your Town by the Go-Betweens that it is remixing.
Oh, see?
Hang on, I'll be the judge.
No, that's okay. By the time we...
Who are a fantastic Australian band, we should say.
Of course they are. Of course they are. And what a great track. And if you want to listen to it, if you're not sure what it sounds like, well, it sounds like this.
I'm not hearing it. I'm not.
You're hearing more Billy Joel there?
Where's the Just The Way You Are bit?
Yeah. I mean, they did rip off Billy Joel, so it does come full circle.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
I know it's a little bit niche, but I went to the South Melbourne market on Easter Saturday and it was all too much for me. And what topped it off was that someone's horn was just going off. Not that type of horn.
I don't have a car horn. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I just love the concept of it being a clown car.
No, it was just a horn. Just
maybe there was too many clowns in the clown car and someone's bum was pressing the
Look,
horn.
It may have been, but it went for about, I'm going to say, 4 to 5 minutes. And I was just like, I was blocking my ears. I was just like, I can't deal with this, trying to get to the car as quick as I could. And it reminded me, though, that this has happened to me.
Yeah.
When I was driving once in my old car.
Crazy.
My horn just went off.
Yeah.
And if you've ever had that whilst you're driving on the street, it is so embarrassing because everyone thinks that you're going off at them.
You're like whacking it to try and
get it. Yes, I was doing everything.
Sort of thing.
And it was just, just the whole time.
Would you suggest the horn has gotten you?
Yeah, I did suggest that.
Oh no, oh no.
Horn.
It's got to me.
Horn. I didn't let the.
The horn has gotten me. Has it happened to you on 52232955? Let's go to Megan in Lara. Morning, Megan.
Horn.
Good morning, team.
Has the horn gotten you before?
Yeah, and it actually wasn't even that long ago. It was probably just before Christmas, so it's still relatively fresh trauma.
Yeah?
What happened?
So I've had to have a part inside my steering wheel replaced, so the cover's come off before, so I've always been cautious of that.
Mm.
And someone had nearly, at the Cox Road roundabout, had nearly driven into me, and I was like, no, you know, on the horn, panic mode, freaking out. My steering wheel cover had, like, popped off halfway. And my horn was just going.
Oh, hang on. So there's not even anything attached. So you can't even like whack it to stop it from going.
Yeah, no, and then I was paranoid because I had my son in the car. I was like, what if the airbag goes off? I'm in a roundabout. Everything is happening all at once. And I panicked and I'd pulled over just before, like, the freeway on ramp. And I got out of my car and just slapped my steering wheel from the outside of my car in case the airbag went off. And my horn was just going.
So how did you stop it?
I hit it hard enough that my steering wheel cover went back on and my horn stopped.
Yay!
I've been petrified ever since.
How embarrassing is it, Megan?
Oh, and it's not like it happened, you know, in a quiet little back street. It was at the Cox Road roundabout. Like, everybody is there. Yeah. It's always in use. And I was like, I couldn't think of anything worse. So then there's this crazy lady with a car horn going off, just slapping her steering wheel from outside her car.
So good.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast. This is What's Trending.
I love reality TV.
Mate, what's trending is maths, of course. It is the last night tonight of maths, but last night episode was crazy. It was the last dinner party. We have spoken to Scott before. Scott is married to Gia. Gia is a terrible person. Gia has broken his heart. And last night we saw something that we didn't know happened on the show until it was aired last night. Mm. Gia and one of the other brides, Beck, in the toilets discussing what's going to happen at the dinner party that night. Have a listen.
It's all going to be okay, but you have to stay here. You have to be here. Because otherwise, what I just saw in there was poor Scott. I know you or Gia. You know what you need to do. Out-victim him. What am I saying? I love you. I'm sorry. I thought we had a family unit. I'm looking at this, like, strategically. And if you can cry, that would be great. Oh, of course I will.
Insane.
He is a man who's more burnt than a piece of toast that I put in and it pops out and I go, it's not quite cooked enough, so I put it back in and then I forget. And then it is cooked, much like Scott. How are you going, mate?
Mate, I'm not cooked anymore, real good.
Okay.
Honestly, I feel quite relieved now that I could see and get some evidence knowing I made the right decision. It's obviously hard to watch, but at the same time, I'm like, wow, I'm glad I'm out of that.
There is so much to chat about because last night's dinner party, it came out that Gia, a couple of days before, said, I'm leaving Sydney. She gave you an ultimatum and was like, I'm leaving now. Come with me or not. She then left. She then texted you and said, hey, I'm in Melbourne with my daughter and we really miss you. Mm. You then found out she didn't go to Melbourne. She was still in Sydney. She was out at a bar that night when she was texting you.
Yep.
You also saw the footage of her on that grassy greener date with another guy called James. Once you had seen all of this play out, I'm imagining you watched the episode last night.
Yes, I did, and I was absolutely ashamed. Like, I can't believe people can be like this. Mm. I just can't.
That was intense. Like the manipulation in the toilets with her and Beck. Wild. That was intense.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, and then her reading her speech to me when I was sitting there, like, feeling like shit, and then just seeing her body language on TV like that, because obviously I wasn't watching it. I had my head down.
Yeah.
And just seeing the fakeness in it just makes me feel so defeated. Like, was she putting on this act the whole time?
Mm. Well, she said it was a fake romance for the show.
Showmance. Like, it just makes you feel, I don't know, like, 3 months, you got to understand, 24/7 you're with someone trying to make a relationship work. When you put your heart and soul on the line for someone, and seeing that it wasn't even reciprocated and you thought it was, makes you feel pretty crap. Mm.
Yeah, this is the next level stuff, though, isn't it? Like, it's I can't imagine encountering... it's almost like she's not a real person. Like, I can't imagine encountering someone like that in the real world. Are you now a bit scarred?
I'm not scarred. I'm someone who, once I leave something, I let it go and I don't let it affect the next person that comes into my life. I just let myself recover, work on myself, get to my happy place again, which I am, and move on, you know what I mean? I don't hold grudges. I don't hold anything bad, negative energy. I let go quite easily, so okay. I'm all right.
Well, that's good to hear. Yeah. Last night on Stan, they have the after dinner party show, and you were on the couch with James. Now, James was the guy that Gia flirted with at the Grassy's Greener party. James came with receipts showing that the night that Gia left you and gave you an ultimatum, she then called him. What was that experience like? Did you learn that for the first time on the couch last night with James?
That I didn't even know he was going to come on the couch, let alone the receipts coming out. I had no idea.
What?
And we only just filmed this last week. So I'm like, and you can see my facial expression, like, what the hell? And seeing that, because she, this is the part of the whole manipulation side of things. When we left the final date, she said, oh, he messaged me. And so then I gave him the finger in a photo. And then she's like, that's it, I'm going to block him. Little did I know, she lied to me about that. And she didn't. She started talking to him. So, like, it's just, it's never ending. Like, where do you stop? I could go on and on and on, but I just can't hold it. Like, she's done enough.
So last night on the couch, James came with the receipts and you could see that there were all these missed calls, but you could see that they did chat. You could see there were messages to and fro, but then he kind of acted a bit coy, like, oh, nah, it wasn't flirty. Like, what? That must have been so frustrating because it's like, what? Well, what the hell are you here for?
Yeah.
For some reason, it felt like he was almost defending her a little bit. Because he was being a bit quiet. I'm like, I did say bullshit. Like, come on, mate. You don't even know each other. She's like, oh, he was just being nice to me. It's like, you don't even know the bloke.
Yeah.
How do you get advice from someone you don't know? It just, nothing makes sense. And then you see Gia come on the couch. And then she says she denied it again in front of Jules and everyone on the couch. And they said, well, we've got receipts. And she just kept trying to defend herself. Mm. Like, mate, you caught out lying.
Yeah. So many times.
Yeah.
Final episode tonight, final commitment ceremony.
Yeah, you're not involved in it, are you?
I'm out. I'm done.
You're out and you're done. Okay, so once again, people have been sliding into your DMs on your business page. Even the family chat, mums have been going off saying, I can't wait until he finds someone nice and good. Are you currently still single, Scott?
I am single, yes.
Hey!
I can't say I'm available because I am still working on myself and just, you know, building my little empire myself and just doing my own thing, you know what I mean? I don't want to be distracted at the moment.
Yeah, but if anyone wants to send some distracting shots to you, some, you know, anything, what's a business page again?
A-Lend Finance.
There you go.
A-L-E-N-D.
Yeah, beautiful.
All right, mate. Well, look, sorry it ended the way it ended. But it sounds like you're going to be fine.
I think that's the main thing, brother.
Thanks, guys.
No worries. Married at First Sight. Final episode tonight on Channel 9.
Tom and Loggy. That was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.